What's up, Darren?
What's that?
You just waking up?
Yep.
Yeah.
I needed a nap. My body hurts, man.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, workout, man. I had to take a quick nap. Like this whole side just is in pain. This whole
Yeah.
side. You know what I'm
Well,
saying?
I'm pretty excited. Do you know why?
Dare I ask?
We have something back on the soundboard that was missing last time.
What?
I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. For the record. For the record. For the record. For the record. But I'm clapping my hands.
Welcome everyone to the Colorado Show, the silliest show in the Colorado in Colorado.
The what?
I'm going with honesty today.
The what?
I said silliest. That's certainly not the most serious. The
well, I mean, was you?
The,
you, lie,
the,
you lie,
the title
you
of today's episode is "Big News and Pardons and Pot."
Yeah, I mean, well, you lie to our audience every week and tell them how serious this is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anybody believed us though when we were.
I think they might have. I think
you
they
do?
Might have believed. Yeah. You know.
Well, I think Car Confession is going to join us here in a bit. She said she was parking, so we'll get Karen in here. And
imagine parking the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Tina Peters and the pardon and the efforts to get her released from prison. We're going to talk about the rescheduling of cannabis and how excited the Colorado cannabis industry is about that. We'll probably talk about some other stuff, too. It's going to be a good show. But before we get into all of it, we're going to hear from our sponsors. We will be right back.
The wait is finally over. My towels are back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. Towels that actually work. What a concept. And that's not all. Check out our My Pillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, now only $29.88. And how about our limited edition premium My Pillows, made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset, made exclusively for you to thank you for all your support. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get My Towels for $39.98, My Pillow bed sheets only $29.88, and our limited edition My Pillow Queens $17.98 and Kings only $19.98. Quantities won't last long, so order now.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM. And he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
Psst. Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
There she is.
God, I can't get this to work! Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Why are you screaming at people?
I'm freaking out.
Don't freak out. It's going to be okay.
You look nice and warm.
So floofy. She's got her floofy hood on.
It's not freezing, but you know.
You were prepared for the wind, right?
Yes.
We were told there was going to be wind.
Are your lights off?
No, obviously. Okay. I have all the lights are on.
You got all the lights.
Darren, you might not know about this. So we were told that our power was going to be shut off. Oh, you do know about this because I told you last night there might not be a show because we might not have power. Right.
That's why I was taking a nap.
Yeah. Well, wake up because we're here because it was, you know, apparently a psyop. Now, maybe the wind will come later in the day, but we were told that the winds were so scary that the Front Range electric companies were going to shut off the power, which is obviously the mark of a well-run state.
Yeah.
Is when they're turning off the power for the wind. And apparently it's too much wind for the windmills. So that seems like a great investment.
Xcel Energy. Oh, well, they'll have monopoly once they get rid of gas stoves and electrify the state. They'll have the monopoly. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then they can do blackouts and brownouts whenever the fuck they feel like it.
Whenever they want.
How cheap is the gas out there, Karen?
I paid... $203.
Not bad. Sport. All right.
Yeah. You go down to northwest over to heading up to Bucky's, go Greeley or Fort Lupton. It's like $1.79, $1.80.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. Impressive. Oh, yeah. I'm surprised.
Colorado is actually embracing these cheap gas prices. I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on with places like California and in the Northeast Corridor. Like, why is their gas so high? And then ours down here is like 260.
Well, they're like Europe in that they have a ton of taxes on top of their actual gas price.
Yep.
Why do people live in these places? Oh, you know what?
Communism.
So you guys like communism. That's why you guys.
No. I mean, Karen and I are kind of stuck here.
No, you're not.
Sucks.
Vote with your feet.
Okay, Ben Franklin.
This is true. We'll see what happens in the midterms.
Karen gets a new car. Don't even leave. Like, what's the point? What'd you get the new car for?
I'm in a rental.
You're supposed to leave.
How are you in a rental again? Didn't you get a car?
Oh, yeah. I only had it 3 weeks and it got destroyed.
Oh, my goodness. I think I know that.
Drag racing, right?
I was watching TV and I heard a big crash and I'm like, that is my vehicle. I know it's mine.
Hold on. You were watching TV at the crib?
In the house. And boom, dude ran right into me.
But like, where was it parked? Hold on.
I was at my friend's house at the time and they're like, is that a crash? I'm like, yeah, somebody just freaking hit my car.
But hold on. This is so strange. Was it an illegal?
No, that was the
you
other
can't
time.
Can't say I got illegal. Hit. That is very rude and bigoted to say illegal. No human is illegal, Darren. We call them criminally invading migrants.
Yeah,
okay.
Show a little empathy, man.
No license plate necessary, huh? Okay.
Right. No, that was the other time I got hit. That was an illegal when the truck, with a non-domicile CDL. Yeah, I didn't know about all that before, so.
Shout out to Badlands for rating the show. We got permission to come aboard from Lee Walden. Permission granted. And,
oh, word?
Bay Theater Dade says, I hear Colorado is moving towards squirrel power. There are lots of squirrels. Yes, but how do you harness them? Because squirrels, by definition, are like living ADHD.
Well, they run a lot. So you just, what you do is you attach them.
Well, harness them.
Yeah, harness them.
Like squirrel power instead of horsepower. You have squirrel power.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
76,000 squirrel power.
We have AI and weather balloons. I think we can figure this shit out.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
I mean, come on.
Maybe, I don't know. We can't even figure out how to keep the lights on when it's windy, Darren.
But they tried to, then they just turned like mice transgender. So if they can pull that off, then
you can. I know they turned the frogs gay.
You can turn
the frogs on
the authority of Alex Jones.
Yeah, the frogs are gay.
Right.
I want to let everybody know that the frogs are gay. And go to InfoWars.com and get your ivermectin.
Yes.
Methylene blue.
Get your ivermectin at the wellness company. TWC.com promo code. CD.
Methylene blue. Methylene blue. Everybody, methylene blue. Good for you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, speaking of, since you kind of teed me up from a product standpoint, I'm going to mention our last sponsor. Our final sponsor is Softest Disclosure. For our Colorado audience, you guys should know about Soft Disclosure. It is from Willowind Farm, which is in Westcliff, Colorado. The goat's milk is from FDA-certified U.S. sourced farms. That, I believe, is moving into the Wet Mountain Valley out in Westcliff. The tallow products are from local Colorado ranchers. The fat is from Colorado ranchers. It is a locally sourced Colorado product line, and it's amazing. The lotion is amazing. The lip balms are my favorite, and I'm sort of a co-founder of this because it was my idea. They do a tallow stick. For the longest time, I was taking the tallow stick and using it as lip balm because it was a really good lip balm. And then they made a lip balm. So I feel a sense of ownership over that. Love it.
Is lip balm the same as like chapstick?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But chapstick is a brand. Chapstick is a brand of lip balm.
Got you.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't need it in Florida. You need these products. Softdisclosure.com. Go get it. Especially if you live in the high mountain desert like I do. I will be getting these products using promo code. Is it CDM? I can't see.
It's Ash. Promo code Ash. Ash.
Promo code Ash.
Promo code Ash. Hold on. I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
Ashe at softdisclosure.com. You get I didn't even mention the deodorant. Where are my deodorants? The deodorant is so it's non-aluminum deodorant. And if you guys are familiar with non-aluminum deodorant, it usually sucks. Right. Yep. It doesn't work. Theirs is fantastic. And the coolest thing about these, I've been out to this farm. It's an alpaca farm. Willowandgoods.com is where you can buy the alpaca fiber products. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Great gift ideas. Okay. So for Colorado, if you're looking to reclaim your local supply chain and you want to do, you know, more sourcing of your products and your gift ideas this year from Colorado businesses, head to softdisclosure.com. And use promo code Ash. I think you can still get it in time for Christmas too if you order today. And with that promo code, you'll get 10% off.
Oh, right on. Word. I'll be ordering after the show. Thank you for that. And you need these Karen, products.
You're getting me a gift, Karen? Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's also beard oil. I don't think I mentioned that. And large tallow sticks, mini tallow sticks, lip balms, lotions, all kinds of amazing stuff. Softdisclosure.com, promo code Ash. Okay. So Tina Peters was pardoned by President Trump, and pardon specifically, let me find that article real quick. I'm going to pull this in because this has been a fast moving story.
Indeed.
And the, you know, Colorado reaction to this is, well, that's very silly. That doesn't hold any weight at all.
So, granted
the pardon. For years, Democrats ignored violent and vicious crime of all shapes, sizes, colors, and types. Fact check true. Violent criminals who should have been locked up or allowed to attack again. Fact check true. Democrats were also far too happy to let in the worst from the worst countries so they could rip off American taxpayers.
Yep.
Also true. Just don't call them illegal. They're criminally invading migrants. Be empathetic about it. Illegal. Democrats only think there is one crime, not voting for them. Instead of protecting Americans and their tax dollars, Democrats chose instead to prosecute anyone that they can find that wanted safe and secure elections. Also true, especially in Colorado. Democrats have been relentless in their targeting of Tina Peters, a patriot who simply wanted to make sure that our elections were fair and honest. Fact check true. Tina is sitting in a Colorado prison for the crime of demanding honest elections. Today, I'm granting Tina a full pardon for attempts to expose voter fraud in the rigged 2020 presidential election. Now, a few things that are interesting about this. So this was in response, it appeared as though this was in response to a letter from Tina's attorney, Peter Ticton, asking for this pardon. He lays out in the letter, I think we covered that last week, he lays out in the letter that he believes that President Trump can pardon state level crimes and to issue the pardon. That letter was dated December 6th. On December 11th, President Trump announced this pardon. And so it appeared as though the pardon was in response to the letter that Peter Ticton wrote. However, the pardon itself is dated December 5th. So the pardon is dated a day before Peter Ticton wrote the letter, which, you know, on its face seems that the pardon therefore is not in response to the letter. The pardon also does not assert that he's pardoning the state level convictions. And as we've talked about on this show, and as I've talked about anywhere that will listen, she was not convicted of election crimes. Tina Peters was convicted of 4 felonies and 3 misdemeanors. The 3 misdemeanors are official misconduct and not complying with the Secretary of State. They're professional conduct statutes. They're not election statutes. But the 4 felonies are attempt to influence a public official, 3 of those, and the conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation. The attempt to influence is the representation of Conan Hayes as Jerry Woods when they were taking the images. Now, we've talked a lot about this on the show, but those are not election-related statutes that those felonies are under. And it was one misrepresentation that Conan Hayes was Jerry Wood when he was observing the trusted build process. That misrepresentation was made to 3 officials. That's 3 felonies. And the conspiracy to make that representation is the 4th felony. So she was not convicted of election crimes. The state level crimes that she needs to be pardoned of are not election crimes. So the pardon in that respect, it does sort of seem like he's pardoning her for something else or for a more macro reading of what went down in Colorado. But one of my friends pointed out to me that this pardon set aside her convictions and, you know, the facts of her case. This pardon reads as though Tina Peters is the only person in the state of Colorado to be pardoned for the actual federal election crimes that many of us believe occurred in Colorado in 2020 and since.
New level. Well, and it opened the door, given that the whole kind of coming in from left field, you had the Harmeet Dillon and the Civil Rights Division coming after the Bureau of Prisons angle. And it has opened up a can of worms that I don't think they were expecting. Had a conversation last night with some people who worked for the Department of Corrections in the youth prison system. And they left because of the egregious evil against the children who are incarcerated. So they should have just let her out, honestly.
Well, it's going to be painful for them, I think. And I'm glad you brought that up.
She shouldn't have been in there in the first place.
Agreed. Agreed. And it is such an asymmetrical standard because officials lie to officials in other agencies all the time. Jenna Griswold lies to the clerks all the time, in my opinion, based on the things she's said.
Right.
Right. That we know are provably false.
Speaking of Jenna, where is my boo? Where is my boo, Jenna?
Throw a little bit in my mouth. But I'm glad you said the part about the kids, Karen, because this is another one where I would have assumed that the investigation as to the condition inside of Colorado prisons was in response to, so that same Ticton letter, as it lays out in great detail the kind of conditions that she's in that they're asserting are cruel and unusual, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. But in the notice of the investigation, they also mention the transgenderism angle and and juvenile facilities, detention facilities in particular, that there are transgenders in their non-biological sex facilities in the prisons. And they're investigating that. So it made me wonder, were there other complaints? Like, is this because they cite that they're in response to complaints? Are there other complaints from children in detention that are also driving this investigation?
I believe there are. According to what I was just told by these individuals, there were many complaints. These children, from the stories they told me, firsthand witness accounts, which is why they left. They have, if these kids have a voice and they're not tortured before they have a chance to speak, Colorado's going to have a reckoning. And these kids are treated awful. Going further than that. It's awful.
What are they telling you? Like, what's the...
So one of the stories is that these kids, so one of them, for example, had a ball, just, you know, it relieves stress for this person. You're in a cell, you don't have anything to do, playing with the ball, no big deal.
Like a basketball or something? Like what are we talking about?
Just a smaller,
like a stress ball, like a squishy stress ball. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So playing with the ball. Well, you can't have that ball. You need to. You can't have it. I said you can't have it. You know, it's like it's a ball. Yeah. It's fine. Kid, like, he ain't bothering nobody.
Does the kid have like a mental illness where he needs this or something? Like
no, he, just in there for you know. Just it may have been due to mental illness. Wasn't told why this individual was in there, but. Just, I said you can't have a ball, and this is, you know, one of the guards. I said you can't have a ball. Well, you know, they bum rushed this kid and like beat him to his socks.
They physically harmed him because he had a ball.
They're gonna need to investigate this Bureau of Prisons.
And it's an anecdote, so everybody, calm down. We're sharing anecdotes.
Yeah. This is happening because now people are going to start to have a voice. And since they care so much, I'm sorry, Kim Kardashian, where are you? Where is Kim Kardashian?
That girl can't even pass the bar exam, man.
Where is she and her giant rubber ass? Because this is, you know, Tina Peters is not an illegal, so she don't care. But she advocated for that illegal who killed 4 people on I-70 West.
Who got pardoned.
And injured 10 people.
Hold on, Kim did?
Yes, Lord, she did. She started the petition. I think somebody started it and she like picked it up because she has so many followers. They had like 3 million signatures on this thing because Kim Kardashian got involved. This was in what, Ash, 2021, 2022?
I'm pulling it in.
Yeah, I figured it out. These celebrities really are, I mean, we often believe that they're out of touch, but they are really showing their ass when like, Like ever since
her more than anybody.
Yeah, ever since Trump got elected, man, like you really see the Looney Tunes of these people, and you know it uncools them so much because you be looking at like people that you looked up to, like Ben Stiller, Tom Hanks. You be like these guys. I thought these dudes were cool and funny, and they just turned out to be real lame. Like
they kill their careers, man, and they kill their public image. Kim Kardashian has not advocated for anybody since. This dude, he's a poor migrant, poor guy. He's 24. He has a wife. He has kids. Well, what about American citizens who go through the court system who have a wife and kids, and y'all still roll them up and take them through the process and treat them like Hebrew slaves? Why don't y'all have a voice for regular American citizens? It's always
illegal. Mind you, here's the thing. They would care if this was, let's say, it was a Democrat president that was doing this, or somebody aside from Trump. You wouldn't hear no complaints. You wouldn't see these ICE agents getting attacked. You wouldn't see any of this. That's why this is fake outrage, right? This is misguided outrage.
This happened under Biden, though. And this dude got, in Jefferson County, he got sentenced to 110 years.
Look.
But Kim Kardashian stood up for him and got everybody, all these liberals, to feel sorry for him, and he got it reduced down to 10 years, and Jared Polis signed off on it, a semi-pardon.
Let's keep it all the way real here. Like, I if you look at what Trump is doing, he's nothing but a late 90s, early 2000s Democrat, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So if you peep, like, look at old clips of Schumer, Pelosi, they were talking about being tough on China years ago. And then you're talking about tariffs and all. Then you got, you know, as far as the immigration is concerned, you can find endless footage of Obama, Hillary, Biden, like everybody talking about being tough on immigration. So it's like, so I'm trying to figure out like what is going on here? Like, and then the thing about it is like these individuals that talk all this trash and can't stand what's going on right now. Do they not understand the switcheroo that these people have pulled on them? That's why I say like Ash kind of looks at me crazy, but I think this is all theater because none of this is believable. Like I don't believe like Chuck Schumer used to be sucking Trump off. Like, oh man, his trade policy is amazing. And now all of a sudden tariffs are a tax on American citizens. Shut the fuck up.
It is becoming very obviously politicized, right? Which I think is good for the awakening. So let's listen to this. This is Attorney General Weiser. I know it's painful, but there's it's only 19 seconds. So
looking
you can
at that face is painful.
I know it's real. It's God real
almighty.
But there's a comment on this thread that I want to read, but I want to play the video first.
President Trump's now saying he's going to pardon Tina Peters. No authority to do that. It's a basic principle of our Constitution that states run their criminal justice systems. We're doing that here in Colorado. He can't tell us what to do. I'm never going to be afraid of this president. I'm going to stand for what's right. I'll always fight for Colorado.
Such a zesty ass up. This is why I can't. Why does cold weather make people so ugly? Y'all be ugly.
So this is the same attorney general who says that, you know, when somebody commits their third, fourth, or fifth car theft, they should probably face some accountability at that point. But this comment on that video is from TJ Murphy 50 on X. And I thought this was a good kind of summary. Polis is pardoning convicted murderers, and other murderers are being released back into the community left and right. Unequal application of justice, GTFO. Rogel Aguilera Medeiros killed 4 innocent people and destroyed 23 vehicles in 2019. Faced 41 charges from vehicular manslaughter, reckless driving, et cetera. Sentenced to 110 years in prison. This was the mandatory minimum sentence, but Polis pardoned him and reduced his sentence by 91%. He's eligible for parole next year. Peters got the maximum possible sentence. She could have just gotten probation. Any other public official would have gotten probation. Joel Lang killed an innocent grandmother after her vehicle was hit in a McDonald's parking lot last November, deemed incompetent and released back into the community. Elijah Caldill, career criminal with a long history of assault and also suspicion of murder, released from prison. He's back in prison now after he stabbed 2 people to death in Lodo, a whole 2 months after his release. Walter Hewling, another career criminal, commits carjacking 2 weeks ago with 1 parole. An hour later, he causes a horrific accident and kills 3 children and a father. Perhaps the only justice here is that he, too, paid the ultimate price, but had to remain in jail where the POS belonged. Had he remained in jail where he belonged, these 4 innocent people would still be alive today. Asymmetrical justice. And it's not in the interest of justice. This isn't about justice. This is about politics.
Yep.
This is about politics and keeping Tina Peters. They have said already in court that she's a danger to the community because of what she might say. And what is she going to say? She's going to say our elections are fake and gay. And spoiler alert, they are.
They kind of are. Yeah. Like think of like who in the world would vote for a Jared Polis? look at the guy. Who looks at that guy and says, wow, that's the guy.
That's him.
And he's gay, even better.
And like, maybe I can see it in Colorado, like for the first term, right?
No.
He's charming. He's gay, which is very important to Colorado. He's making a lot of promises. And whenever he runs, we got to find that. He's running for president, he pretends to be a libertarian. And so I could see getting him elected the first time, right? Certainly not after COVID. And he was reelected in 2022 after his egregious COVID policies.
His emergency orders
that he kept re-upping long after the emergency had ended. And in case folks, because I know we have some people that aren't in Colorado, in case you don't know who we're talking about, this is our governor.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
It's like he's beating 2 people off.
Prospero año y felicidad.
Look at this meth head Squidward looking bastard.
Look. You two did this. This is your fault.
I didn't vote for him. Vote for you.
It's all your fault. You allowed this.
Maybe
you allowed this.
So we're gonna play.
Those of you that are new to the show, I live in Florida.
Darren was born in Aurora, which makes him Trend Aragua adjacent. All right, hang on, let me find this. All right,
you
here
escaped.
We go.
Congratulations.
So this is a little bit of a longer clip. It's Tina's attorney, John Case, talking about the kind of their strategy, the pardon, all of the other things.
Let it fly.
Right?
And I've sped this up a little bit because John Case talks really slow.
Tina Peters went to trial. They found her guilty, yes. I think, of seven felonies. This is,
no,
she's
four
a
felonies.
Gold star mother. She's in ill health. She's held, I think, in a medium security women's prison in Colorado, which my understanding is quite dangerous with the inmates there. She's being abused and picked on all the time when she's not in solitary confinement. But just for the audience, didn't you guys have every opportunity to present all this evidence at her case, at her trial, before she was found guilty of seven felonies by a jury felonies. Of her peers? Especially because some of the charges were very specific to what you're talking about today, correct?
No, the charge, first of all, she was convicted of four felonies. She was acquitted of three.
Okay.
And we had no chance to present evidence about why Tina did what she did.
That's true.
So why she did what she did is she knew that the Secretary of State was going to erase the digital election records that she, as county clerk, was obligated to preserve by federal law.
That's right.
And once she knew that, she made arrangements with a qualified cybersecurity consultant to make an image of the Mesa County Election Management Server hard drive so those records would be preserved. The image that she made was legal. The gentleman who did it was authorized to enter the room. Tina had the legal authority to authorize that gentleman to do the work that he did. And the cameras were turned off to protect the identity of that person who had requested that his identity not be revealed, because he was being hunted by the cartels for his work for the FBI in a child trafficking internet operation.
Wow.
So Tina honored his request that his identity be kept secret. The cameras were turned off, but that was legal. The cameras were not required to be turned on. And the convictions occurred because his identity was misrepresented as Gerald Wood instead of his real name, Conan Hayes. Gerald Wood voluntarily agreed to let this gentleman use his county key card to get into the room and identify himself as Gerald Wood. Gerald Wood agreed to that in advance. So there was no identity theft. There was no conspiracy to steal identity.
John, why did the judge not allow you guys to make that case? And is that one of the basis for your appeal? I mean, it's kind of shocking that these fundamental things of her intent and what she was seeing was not allowed in. Why did the judge rule that? How did he come to that ruling?
He said that it was irrelevant. If you can believe it, he said it was irrelevant and that it would confuse the jury if they knew that that the machines potentially could be rigged and that Tina was performing a federal duty. He refused to instruct the jury on Tina's main defense, which was execution of a public duty. The judge refused to allow the jury even to see a copy of the federal statute that Tina was obeying. 52 USC 20701. So we only one side of the case was presented. The prosecution side. We didn't get to present ours.
Well, I'm going to pause for a second. So just on that point, because I think this is really important. So that's true. She was not allowed to speak about her intent, and the federal defense that she raised was not recognized by the state of Colorado, so they would not let her use that as her affirmative defense. The super egregious thing is that the state and the judge asserted her intent. They said what her intent was. The state said it to the jury. The judge said it in sentencing, asserted her intent, but she was not allowed to defend against that because she was not allowed to say what her intent actually was. So the state's characterization of her intent, which was that she wanted to be internet famous. She did what she did because she wanted to go on stage at the Cyber Symposium and be internet famous. That was what they stated was her intent. That stood almost as a found fact because she wasn't allowed to defend against it. Which is madness, since we're talking about a criminal defense.
The appeal.
That's the basis of the appeal. They're saying that that appeal and what you're doing there is part of the reason that they're not going to, at least one of the excuses they use. Can you just get us up to speed on what is the overall plan here? The president is pardoned. There's now this huge controversy of whether that has traction. You got justice working on a bunch of stuff. I hear there's grand juries all over the place. Can you just give us the big picture of what's the effort and how President Trump's pardon ties into, because what this audience wants is Tina Peters' freedom, and particularly Tina Peters' freedom by Christmas. Is there any chance of that, or is there anything coming together that you you see revolving around President Trump's pardon?
Well, first of all, we're very grateful for the support of your listeners and viewers. And they can find Tina's entire story at tinapeters.us. And they can also contribute there to her personal needs and to her legal fund, tinapeters.us. Now, with respect to the pardon, the state has refused to recognize what we believe is a valid presidential pardon. So at some point, that will have to be litigated. And we haven't made a decision when that will be raised in the appellate case. But it will be raised, and we believe the pardon is valid. Oral argument in Tina's case is set for January 14th, 2026 at 2:30 p.m. in the Colorado Court of Appeals, and that will be live streamed if people want to go there to watch it.
So January 14th, 2:30 p.m. at the Colorado Court of Appeals. We will be there from Colorado Free Press to cover that and bring it to all of you. The one thing that I thought was interesting about this was, so last week we were talking about the pardon and about, you know, talking about getting her out by Christmas, which it seemed to me at the time they were putting that on President Trump, right? That if President Trump doesn't get her out by Christmas, then it's his fault. She's in prison, right? That was kind of how it was framed. He issues the pardon. In that clip, John Case says, you know, we're very grateful for the pardon. And at some point it's going to have to be litigated. I thought that was interesting because I thought they would have been prepared with the next steps for, you know, if and when President Trump handed down that pardon. Now, what he did, Picton, was sent a notice to the Colorado Department of Corrections saying, I'm coming to pick up my client. They said, no, we don't recognize your defenses. AG Weiser has backed that up, said absolutely not. We don't recognize this pardon, not the defenses. That was the judge. We don't recognize the pardon. Holds no power here. So, you know, take a hike, right? As Jenna Griswold says. Mm-hmm. And so the next step is to take it to court. That's, you know, you have to defend the pardon in court. Now, what I've always, this is how this all went down last week for the first time. What I said was, I would have thought that if it's the pardon that's the subject of the dispute, then it would have to be the administration that was fighting in court, not Tina Peters. But I'm not an attorney, and you know, maybe she has standing in that way. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like that's scheduled in any way. It could be that her legal team is just completely preparing flat out for the appeal, right? So it's her actual criminal conviction. The oral arguments are in January. And so that's definitely more important at this point in making sure that they're prepared for that. But I am interested in what the plan is to litigate the pardon dispute.
Well, we shall see.
The plot thickens.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. So is he mentioned this is in person, or is it just going to be live streamed? I know they hate
it. It should be. Yeah, I think I'm going to try and go. Yeah. I'll call first because I went down to hear a different hearing and it was on Zoom.
Right.
So I don't want to drive to Denver if I don't have to. There's no upside. I'm definitely not walking into that cesspool.
No.
But
nothing to see here.
So, you know, potentially we can be there in person. We'll also figure out how to live stream it as well.
Hold on.
I will be there in person.
Woman is suing IRS demanding her dog be classified as a dependent.
Hey, oh, you know what?
Yo, how about we just abolish the IRS altogether?
Exactly. Well, that's my response to that as well.
We shouldn't have this whole dependence thing. Get rid of IRS, get rid of the Federal Reserve. Stop immigration for the next 15 years, maybe 20.
Yep.
And then everybody can start getting paid. Okay. Yeah. Like, you know how much money would be flowing around this bitch?
Well, it's not just the money too, because when you consider how they use the tax code to drive social change. So the only reason that the government has any role in marriage is because there's tax benefits to marriage.
Right.
Right. Filing jointly status and the dependence stuff and all of that. So the only reason that gay marriage has to be recognized officially as marriage is so they can get access to the same benefits. And it is an asymmetrical society. If you put government in the role of God of determining what marriage is, then you have to say, you know, you can marry whoever you want. I think
including you, Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. Even your husband is on the table in that
I'm gonna have if they get rid of Ilhan Omar and she goes back to Somalia, I will never lose faith in our government again.
Yeah. Well,
if they pull this off,
right?
I will stop saying that our government is theater. This is my declaration today. On this show. If they deport Ilhan Omar and send her goofy ass back to Somalia, I will never.
And her kids.
Would her kid be American? I don't know. Look.
Yeah, I would
If they pull this off.
Based on magic soil doctrine, yes.
Yeah, but who's the father?
The other one.
The second husband?
We need a DNA test.
The third or fourth. The one that she cheated on. Well, she cheated on both of them, actually. So did she cheated on, yeah, the one she already had. I don't think it's those kids.
Look at you, Katie. You can't even explain
it. I know. It's such a freaking.
This is crazy.
Novellas.
She is alleged to have committed immigration fraud. And it is my understanding that if a naturalized citizen commits immigration fraud, they can be stripped of their citizenship. It's one of the few narrow use cases where you can be stripped of your citizenship.
This story is what, 5 years old? Isn't the story like 5 years old?
Yes.
Why are we just now getting to this?
I know, because the Minnesota...
You wanted the Merrick Garland DOJ to approach this and go after it?
We knew about this before that. This story was written, during Trump's first term?
Yes.
So look, so what I'm saying is this. This is why what do you call me, Ash? Black pill? This is why I'm black pilled, because I sit here and watch Pill Noir, okay?
Pill Noir, yeah.
Pill Noir. This is why y'all call me this, because I sit back and I watch the landscape and it's like, what is getting done?
I know.
Like, what are we doing?
And then President Trump's going to talk about his accomplishments tonight House.
I appreciate the cheap gas. Watching the Venezuelan drug boats blowing up is pretty entertaining. Look, totally get it. Totally get it. And I do believe that I am all for the Don Rowe doctrine. Okay. We need to control this hemisphere. Totally get it.
Husbro is good too. That's a good one. I hadn't thought about that one. I always go with Brusband, but Husbro is good too.
Husbro is good.
I'm all for all of that, right? I think that these are good things. However, I need to see some handcuffs, dog. I need to see some scouts. I need to see some orange jumpsuits.
Bracelets.
Darren, I think there's going to be some big scalps before the midterms, because the MAGA is demoralized. That's the reason that these nutty nutballs could pull them away on bullshit like Palestine and Israel and all kinds of craziness that should never have taken them away. And Charlie Kirk, and he was murdered. Oh my God, it was the Mossad and Mickey Mouse.
It might have been, but here's the thing. It just might have been.
They're demoralized.
Like, think about it. Hold on, check this out. Look at RFK, right? RFK's whole entire family has been blown off the map by the very government he works for now.
Well, maybe not the whole. There's still some Kennedys, but a significant portion of them.
Right. By the very government this man is working for now. Yes. Man, think about how sick this is. That is sick.
Sir. Yeah.
That is nutty. And we're sitting back here like, oh, thanks for the files. Shut the fuck up.
I don't care about their damn files. That don't equate to no damn money. Yeah, I can't cash them files.
Yeah, but this is so these system going back to the cat lady, right? Doing her cat says dependent. Without this super complicated tax code that you need to go into debt to hire people to understand for you, because somebody has to spend their whole life learning it just to be able to navigate it. Without that. There's no reason for the government to be pushing certain social programs and social agenda on the American people, but because there are tax benefits, you can pay the government less money if you're married, right? You can pay the government less money if you have these different these different factors that go into your tax status that drives the social change behavior. The actual inception of it has nothing to do with social change. It's, making taxes more fair or something. I don't even know. But that's we need to do away with it. The long roundabout way of saying Darren is right. We need to do away with it.
Hold on. I need you to run that back. Say it again.
No, I'm not saying it again.
No, say it with your chest this time.
Doing it again.
Say it with enthusiasm. Nope. Go ahead, Karen.
Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn.
Go ahead, Karen. You can say it back.
Fine.
Karen, say it for her.
Darren was right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Give myself a hand.
Darren was right about this one narrow issue.
You got one. That's one. Darren, but you're absolutely correct.
I was right.
Play the We Need Some Scalp songs. They really are going to have to start producing because the black pills will continue if these individuals are. I see it in my timeline on X all the time.
Bingo.
Yeah, ain't nothing going to be done. I don't see why you bring it up. You ain't going to do nothing. Nobody
knows. Hey, hold on. Hey, Hells Bay, who's that all you on? Who's that all you on?
When we your government's getting it wrong. look.
Ah, shit.
Hey,
all right. Y'all want to talk about pot?
No.
It's called the Donroe Doctrine. Okay? The Donroe Doctrine.
Donroe. Yeah. For a record.
For a record.
I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. For the record. But I'm clapping my head.
Dead. Dead.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so glad that's back on the soundboard. If they remove it again, I'm going to be very upset.
You should
be. Rename it. Do not remove.
Yeah.
Damn Furtick. I can't stand him.
Oh.
Yeah. So Colorado is in a shit. I don't know if we have any more stories, but
we have the pot story.
Okay.
Oh, yo, hold on, real quick. This is what I was bringing. Remember, Ash, I said I was trying to call you last night, trying to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
So did you notice?
Oh, shit. Did you hear about this?
Hold on. Did you hear about the professor, the MIT professor that was killed in I think Massachusetts?
Vaguely. No.
Okay, so yeah, he was murdered, and apparently he was extremely pro-Israel, and then also and he was murdered. I think he was murdered by somebody who is a Palestinian sympathizer. I do believe so. Now I want to know where kind of stands. Remember the Brown attacks, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, these were targeted, right?
Yes.
It's just common sense. Were these individuals also pro-Israel? Pro-Israel or if they're pro-Republican, they're Republicans, they're probably pro-Israel. So
I think the last thing I saw in the Brown shooters, we had that video of the one of them walking out in front of a picket fence and he holding his hands behind his back. And it was kind of like that bomber food analysis thing again. They're like, well, the way he's standing means he's Middle Eastern.
Right.
No, okay. And I've seen overweight Japanese men walk the same way.
Sure.
I don't know.
Eastern, nonetheless.
Yeah, they can't walk up to me, Mr.
Middle, far.
Right. So, then you got the attack out in Australia. So obviously this is like this this major Islamic, this is all Islamic attacks and all this. You know, we got the Somalian issue. We got
right on cue.
Right on cue. Right on cue. This is wild.
It's a wild timeline. It's crazy.
Yeah, we get a lot of hate for those positions, right? How are you not traumatized by these trauma events? Well, I'm trauma vented out, honestly.
somebody posted something saying that dude that had the bandage over his head was getting face painted before the attack. And
I think that was fake.
Okay.
I think I saw that was AI.
I was like, huh? Was like something
it was great. Actually really good AI because it was only
it was
up
actually
in the
bad,
right
yeah, because they had
corner.
The down to the water bottle.
Yeah, right. Up in the right hand corner, there was like a car was glitchy, and that's how they were able to figure it out. But even the AI detecting AI thought it was real at first, but it was fake.
Wow. Fake phone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is very important that the powers of that be have us either one hating Muslims or two hating Jews.
The one thing
you're not allowed to do is hate the government. They will continue to give you things to hate so that you don't pay attention to the people that you actually should hate, which are the people that are raping you of your resources and selling out your children's future.
Oh.
Yeah, I think everybody that pays taxes, I think we're all retards. Yeah.
Yeah.
No taxation without representation.
And I ain't gonna have representation.
You're just gonna stop? You're just gonna stop paying taxes? Because let me tell you, I can tell you what happens when that happens. When you just stop paying taxes, they go into your bank account and take all of your money. And then they'll go into your children's life insurance accounts and steal the cash value out of that. And anything that they can get their hands on, and they'll take the last 64 cents out of a minor's bank account to comply with a tax levy. So you think, well, I'm just not going to pay taxes anymore. Okay, as long as you live entirely off the grid and have no assets in any systems by a trusted third party who does not have your interests at heart in any way, they will comply with the government no matter what.
That's why you need a trust and a holding company. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Waka Flocka rapper was taught by Donald Trump. Waka Flocka Flame was taught by Donald Trump how to avoid paying taxes. And mind you, he was Trump deranged at one point. He said, he sat down at a podcast and said, so I organized it like this. He said, by the way, I got this from Donald Trump. He taught me how to avoid paying taxes.
Big club, and you ain't in it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, here's the thing. The tax code is there for everybody. It ain't just rich people.
Yeah.
Like, the tax code, you could print out the entire tax code using, just type in on ChatGPT and say, give me the entire tax code. Boom. It'll give you everything.
Yep.
Is silver really at $66 now? Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Everybody's been saying my whole life that silver was going to run. I sort of stopped believing it, but
we're in it.
I was still buying silver, so that's good for me. But
shout out to everybody that wears silver jewelry.
Okay. Google says 62 still. Damn.
Let's go. And still. It was, $18, like, 4 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bitcoin was down to what? Like, was only a four,
what's
four
Bitcoin
figures?
At today?
Bitcoin is what, 100?
85.
85? Okay, so let me tell you what's going to happen.
Almost 86.
Took a dip.
Let me tell you what's going to happen here.
Buy the dip. Stack those sets.
Yep. Let me tell you what's going to Bitcoin is going to have a mean rally after all this. Bitcoin is going to fly.
So you should grab as much of it as you can while it's on sale.
I believe top of the second quarter, we're going to see another run.
Mm-hmm. Words of Darren.
If you don't listen to Darren, it's your own fault.
I'm not a financial advisor.
Yes, not financial.
Blah, blah, blah.
Or medical advice. And since we're doing legal notes, earlier in the show, Darren put a... homophobic slur on the screen, and I would just like to say that the opinions
it's a bundle of sticks
who
we're
made
talking
that
about.
Who made or a cigarette
it's
right?
A cigarette. Yeah,
yeah, but the person who made that those opinions and beliefs do not reflect the opinions and beliefs of CDM.
However, I do like a little name calling every now and again. I think it keeps
very Trumpian.
I think it keeps people nice and sturdy, because I think if you never got bullied, you're a bitch. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Final story that I have. I mean, I have a whole bunch of other stories, but we don't have time for them. I don't want to talk about the cannabis rescheduling. This is imminent. We're expecting it at any time. President Trump has indicated that he is going to reschedule cannabis, and the industry in Colorado is welcoming the change. Quote, this is from, can I link this article in here? Oh, crap. KOAA. I need to go back and add the link to this article. That's my bad. While Colorado has legalized both recreational and medicinal marijuana, the federal government currently classifies it as a Schedule I drug. Drug Enforcement Administration defines that as a substance with no medical use and high potential for abuse. Schedule I drugs are considered the most dangerous and include heroin, LSD, and ecstasy, reporting out of KOA on Friday said the reclassification would change marijuana to a Schedule III drug with moderate to low potential for physical dependence, but a high potential for psychological dependence. Similar to Adderall or Tylenol with codeine, Cannabis providers here in Colorado are thrilled about it. Moving cannabis to Schedule 3 would acknowledge accepted medical use and lower abuse risk designations, allowing FDA-regulated research, physician prescriptions, and pharmaceutical development while reducing criminal penalties at the federal level. It would also unlock tax deductions for cannabis businesses under IRS rules, improve access to banking and insurance, which is one of the biggest barriers to entry in this industry, is that you can't access banking because banking is interstate, right? So you have very limited options in terms of being a legitimate business, and better align with federal law with state programs, though recreational use would remain federally illegal and regulation would still be more restrictive than full descheduling. The industry has operated via workarounds for a decade, so change is a welcome one. Spherex Chief Revenue Officer Ryan Hunter told KOAA, "It's very encouraging. It takes a big shadow away from us and allows us to operate our businesses much more effectively." You know, we hear a lot from Republicans and, you know, mostly neocons, but Republicans generally about how the world is going to end if cannabis is deregulated or rescheduled. And that is, in my opinion, them speaking on behalf of their pharmaceutical lobbyists.
I don't know what's saying. I don't think these. So all Colorado stoners, just so you guys are keenly aware, that's under Trump, not Biden, not Obama, not any of your shitbag Democrats. Trump, you're fucking welcome.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. That effort
But I don't smoke weed anymore, nor do I drink. So
for the record. For the record. Yeah. So good news for the Colorado cannabis industry. You guys can stop acting like criminals, soon. Soon you're gonna be able to operate your businesses in the legitimate light of day. Isn't that exciting?
And have access to banking without going underground and hiding millions of dollars of cash in a giant safe in your dispensary.
No, you ain't gotta do all that. Just
they've done it.
There's plenty of places to stash money. You should see all the stuff I've seen in Miami. This is wild stuff.
Just call my buddy Sam, Bankman Fried.
There is a hotel, I won't say which one, on Hollywood Beach that I know of. Where there is money in the wall of the room.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
All right. Well, Karen, did you have one more thing you wanted to talk about?
Just briefly, the U.S. or not USGS, my bad. I am going to talk about it later on my show. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association is getting the fuck out of Boulder.
Motherfuckers. But that's the one of the premier climate change research facilities in the nation, maybe even the world, Karen. Why would we move it out of Colorado?
No more climate change.
Kiss my ass. I tried to work for them, and I went through the whole interview process for the climate change division because
you're trying to go undercover.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was already a Fed, so it wasn't a stretch, and it would have paid a lot of money. But they were like, "Oh, I don't give a shite. I'll do it." They were like, "Oh, well, you had a late payment in like 2005." I'm like, "What the fuck?
To climate change?
You gonna deny me a higher paying job where I can spy on y'all ass allegedly?" Yeah. Over a lake bill from 2005.
You must pay the climate overlords.
See? Now they're going to be shut down.
I think in terms of Karen being a snitch, she never did that before, for the record.
For the record.
All right, everybody. Well, we will be back next week with I think it'll be the final show of the year. I'm not sure we're going to have a show on New Year's Eve, but we will be back next week. It might be a recorded show for Christmas Eve, but it'll be a little softer. Talk some Christmassy things. Please hit the like button wherever you're watching us. Hit the like button. Head to TWC.com. Use promo code CDM for your medications. Head to what is our goal? How do you hang on?
If you haven't noticed, go-
CDMmetals.com to buy gold and silver. Silver 60 between 62 and 66. So you
get
know
it now.
And mypillow.com promo code CDM. And of course, if you want to get Colorado source, local source, you're supporting multiple Colorado businesses, small businesses, farmers, ranchers in the Wet Mountain Valley at softdisclosure.com. Promo code Ash, A-S-H-E. And you won't regret it. Excellent, excellent product.
For the record. Fan. For the record.
And with that, we're going to get out of here. Thank you both today for a lot of fun. And we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. For the record. For the record. For the record. For the record. But I'm clapping my head.